Confession number 47. There is no condemnation to me in Christ Jesus. In Romans 8:1, we find these words. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. As we come to this confession and Romans 8:1, we come to a verse of scripture that is quoted quite often. Maybe in your Bible study and worship experience, you could say the same. It seems that sometimes when this verse is quoted, the preacher or teacher is saying, now that we are saved, we can do no wrong. That everything we do and anything we do that is wrong will not be held against us. So let's see what we have here. The first thing we need to consider is the word therefore. To get the full impact of this verse and this confession, we'd be wise to go back and review all of the previous confessions, at least the previous 33. If you have your list handy, go back to confession number 13 and run down the list from 13 to number 46. I did that just a moment ago. It'll just take a minute or two. What you'll see is this. All God did and is doing for us in Christ Jesus, for the genuine believer, there is no condemnation. Condemnation is a legal term and means to give judgment against. The word has both legal and practical implications. Because of what the Lord Jesus has done for us, God the Father has acquitted us, and there is no judgment entered against us in the records maintained in heaven. In certain cases, especially in juvenile crimes, if you have been convicted of a crime, it goes on your record. But if you straighten up and obey the law and stay out of trouble, the judge promises that at a certain age, the incident will be expunged from your record. Expunged is a refreshing word. It means to erase, strike out, eliminate, or annihilate a record of wrongdoing. That is precisely what happened to the record of our sin against God the moment we were saved. It was expunged. It did not happen because we were good. It did not happen because we obeyed the law. It did not happen because we stayed out of trouble. It happened because of the finished work of Christ upon the cross and the declaration of God. Based upon the finished work of Christ upon the cross and our being in Him, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Have you always wanted to get a fresh start? In Christ Jesus, we did. The past has been terminated. It has been expunged. Have a great day, and remember, confession number 47, there is no condemnation to me in Christ Jesus.